This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root, the Root, the Root is on fire this entire hour, sponsored by my new book, Trump Rules, self-help book, personal development book, make more money book, improve your life book, not a political book, the winner's guide to business and personal success with the top 10 rules of Donald Trump that empowered his life and have empowered my life and could change and empower your life. Trump Rules by Wayne Allyn Root, endorsed by President Trump, by Donald Trump Jr., by Corey Lewandowski, by all the fans of Donald Trump who will understand this book instantly and go, wow, wow, why didn't I think of that? How to translate those rules to success and money and life, which I think is what every capitalist wants. Every person who loves American capitalism wants to make more money, and that's what this book is all about. Trump Rules by Wayne Allyn Root. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Target carries my book as well. Just found out in the last week. So those are some great places to get it. All right. It was just announced in the last few minutes that Governor Greg Abbott of Texas is ending federal pandemic-related unemployment benefits in Texas. Good for him. He joins several Republican governors who have done this. You know, the government is giving everybody $300 a week in an unemployment supplement from the Federal Pandemic Unemployment Compensation Program. And what that means is, in addition to whatever state unemployment you get another $300 a week. And so add the state unemployment plus $300 a week, and all these people are getting more money than they ever made while they were working. And so nobody wants to work anymore. So there are no employees in all the businesses around America, and here in, you know, Texas, for Governor Abbott, for his purposes, that's what he cares about. A lot of businesses in Texas cannot find employees. Nobody wants to work anymore because the government has made it more lucrative to stay home than to work. What a terrible, terrible system. What a short-sighted way to look at life, because you might get more money for a couple of months. But boy, when that time is up, your boss is going to hate your guts and never hire you again. And you're never going to find a job again. And the unemployment benefits are not going to be that high again. So then you're just screwed. So it's a short-sighted way to looking at things. But in Texas, they're getting rid of this $300, they're denying $300 weekly unemployment supplement as well they should. Here was the statement from Governor Abbott. The Texas economy is booming, and employers are hiring in communities throughout the state. According to the Texas Workforce Commission, the number of job openings in Texas is almost identical to the number of Texans who are receiving unemployment benefits. That assessment does not include the voluminous jobs. Is that how you pronounce it? Voluminous? Jobs that typically are not listed, like construction or restaurant jobs. In fact, there are nearly 60% more jobs open and listed in Texas today than there was in February 2020, the month before the pandemic hit Texas. The current job openings are good-paying jobs, and people are going to have to take them and not accept money from the government. According to the Texas Workforce Commission, nearly 48% of posted jobs or for wages greater than $15.50 per hour. Approximately 76% pay more than $11.50 per hour, and 2% of posted jobs pay around the minimum wage. Good luck getting someone to answer those. On this stage of opening the state 100%, the focus must be on helping unemployed Texans connect with more than a million job openings rather than paying unemployment benefits to remain off the employment rolls. Good job, Governor Abbott. He's basically a rhino. I'm not a big fan, but he's certainly better than any Democrat governor in America, and that was a good move by Governor Abbott. And it's funny, because he's got some people who have declared they're running against him, including I think Sid Miller, the agriculture commissioner, is running for governor against Abbott. I think he's announced that. And there's others that are lining up. And so they're all more conservative than him. So he realizes he's got to move to the right or he's never going to get reelected. So that was a good move by Abbott, smart move, and one that every governor in America should make. This is an interesting story. Law student faces disciplinary action for saying women have vaginas during a gender discussion. A university in Scotland is formally investigating a law student for saying that women have vaginas and are not as physically strong as men. The investigation could end with her expulsion. Lisa Keogh made the comments during a virtual discussion on gender feminism and the law while she was expressing concerns about transgender women participating in women's sports, according to the College Fix. And now her school, Aberté University in Dundee, Scotland, is investigating whether or not to suspend her for the allegedly offensive and discriminatory statements. So now in Scotland, and I'm sure everywhere in the EU, and soon in America, to say that women have vaginas is considered offensive and discriminatory. Can you imagine how insane our society is becoming? Keogh is a 29-year-old mother of two in her final year in law school. She was reported to the university by fellow classmates for her comments about women being less physically strong than men, which she made while specifically citing trans women competing in mixed martial arts. The complaints about her comments led to the university launching a formal investigation. According to a story in the Times UK, Keogh called women the weaker sex after saying a 32-year-old trans woman would be stronger than other women due to years of increased testosterone in her body. The Times wrote, Keogh also reportedly called her classmates man-hating feminists after another student said all men are rapists. I didn't deny saying these things and told the university exactly why I did so, Keogh told the Times. I didn't intend to be offensive, but I did take part in a debate and I outlined my seriously held views. I was abused and called names by other students who told me I was a typical white cis girl. You've got to be able to freely exchange differing opinions, otherwise it's not a debate. I wasn't being mean, transphobic, or offensive. I was stating a basic biological fact. I previously worked as a mechanic, and when I was in the workshop, there were some heavy things I could not lift, but my male colleagues could. She also claimed she was muted by the seminar's lecturer when she raised safety concerns about trans women taking part in combat sports. When she first received emails from Aberté classmates accusing her of transphobia, she thought it was a joke. Soon, when she learned an actual investigation was launched, she began fearing she would be expelled and not graduating, thus ruining her chances of becoming a lawyer. The university misconduct policy states, anyone guilty of using offensive language or discriminating against gender reassignment would be disciplined, with expulsion being the highest penalty. Aberté University released a statement on the matter, which it shared on Twitter. It read, to be absolutely clear, freedom of speech within the law is not only permitted, but is strongly encouraged. All universities should be places where controversial, challenging, or even upsetting issues can be debated in a constructive and collegial way. The university does not comment on student disciplinary cases and is duty-bound to investigate any complaints received. Newsweek contacted Aberté University for further comment, but they never heard back. So it sounds like the university is going to allow it, you know, clear her and allow her to say what she wants, or maybe they're going to hit her with the lowest level discipline, which would be outrageous, but nonetheless a lot better than telling her you can't graduate law school anymore because you think that women have a vagina. The things that you hear now, today, in this liberal America and this liberal world, in this case Scotland, part of the EU, which is more liberal than America, less free speech than America, it's even hard to believe that this stuff is not a joke in the Babylon Bee. You know, that this stuff is real and it's not some parody is beyond belief. It really is. You know, I mean, like, can you believe that CNN had a contributing, writer who wrote columns at CNN.com who tweeted out his support for Hitler's genocide and wishes Hitler were here today? CNN contributor Adil Raja praised Hitler for killing Jews and wished he was around today. Sent out a tweet yesterday, May 16th, said the world needs a Hitler. And also, when Mike Pence said America stands with Israel a few days ago, Adil Raja of CNN tweeted out in response a history of creating terrorists and standing with them. So in other words, this is the dream of Saul Alinsky. That look in the mirror, and whatever you see, blame the other guy. So Hamas and Hezbollah are real terrorists. Islamic extremists are real terrorists. And they hit out at Jews. They send missiles, you know, aimed at women, children, families. And then when Israel hits back, Israel's a terrorist, according to them. And don't forget, when Israel hits back, they use human shields. They put women and children in front of their terrorist hotbed locations. And then when Israel hits back, the women and children get killed, and they blame Israel. And this guy writes for the CNN. Surprised he's not a New York Times columnist. Surprised he'll give him his own column. When we get back, a bombshell in Michigan today, and a great question asked of Hunter Biden, and it made Hunter Biden run away and slam the door. And you got to hear what they paid Cuomo for his leadership book. The guy was such a great leader. He sent over 10,000 old people to their deaths in nursing homes in New York. And he made himself, guess how much money on the book? When I get back, I'll lead off with that one. Hint, hint, millions.
An amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allen Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone, people sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story. For the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of
virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to AssetStrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root for Revive Healthcare, sponsor of this segment of the show. Revive is an inexpensive alternative to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. And you also need convenient care you can get anywhere, anytime. And that's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you're the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. You'll have instant access to an online marketplace where you can literally save hundreds of dollars in the things you need and don't have to pay higher rates for the things you don't. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You'll have hundreds of dollars. You'll also save hundreds of dollars on medications. There's no waiting. You can meet with a high-quality telemedicine doctor or medical professional quickly from the comfort of your home. Sign up today at revive-healthcare.com, revive-healthcare.com. Their team is standing by 24/7 to answer your questions. Revive-healthcare.com. So I think the big news of the weekend is from Texas. I love this news from Texas because it allows me to say I was right. I told you so. Texas reports a zero. You know how big Texas is? What are there, like 35 million people in Texas? Texas reports zero COVID deaths 2 months after Biden slammed Neanderthal thinking of Texas. It's the first time in 14 months Texas reported zero coronavirus deaths. Zero on Sunday. Just 2 months after Greg Abbott drew heat for the White House for rolling back business restrictions and lifting the state's mask mandate. Abbott said the case numbers reported on Sunday, 388, were the lowest in more than 13 months, while the number of hospitalizations was the lowest in 11 months, and as I said, the number of deaths the lowest in 14 months. And it's all after
app that said no more masks and no more limitations. Go to any restaurant you want and sit as many people as you want. Don't worry about social distancing. Don't worry about masks. And everything's fine. No one's dying. Very few hospitalizations. Very few people even getting COVID. You know what else I heard over the weekend? Again, I told you so. I was right. What does everybody need masks for? What does everybody need to stop business for? What does everybody need to lock at home for? What does everybody need a vaccine for? When all you ever needed, besides a lot of great vitamins, so hopefully your immune system's strong enough, you either never get sick or you show no symptoms, or it's a very mild illness and it's no big deal. But if you do happen to get really sick, I kept telling you, as all my doctors told me on the show, in front of you, hydroxychloroquine. And as a backup, ivermectin. Very easy to get ivermectin because they give it to pets to deworm them. It's sold at vet stores, you know, at veterinary stores and animal feed stores. Ivermectin. Those are the two. But in particular, hydroxychloroquine plus zinc plus Z-Pak. As you heard from Dr. Vladimir Zelenko on this show a dozen times, the guy should win the Nobel Prize, you know, for creating so much peace and love and health, keeping people alive. But that's not the way the society works, right? Instead, they give Cuomo millions of dollars for killing people. Hydroxychloroquine works. Study after study, prove it works. I heard over the weekend, such a bad outbreak of COVID in India. So bad. And they've slowed it by the government just handing out hydroxychloroquine pills. Now keep in mind, Dr. Zelenko would tell you, it's hydroxychloroquine plus zinc, plus Z-Pak, but in particular zinc that makes it work. That, you know, hydroxychloroquine is the gun, and zinc is the bullet. But without the gun, what good is the bullet? So hydroxychloroquine's good, but it's not great. It's great. Greatly enhanced. Its effects greatly enhanced by zinc. And they're not even telling people that. And in India, they don't know that. And they're not handing out zinc, only hydroxychloroquine. But they're killing the whole COVID pandemic with it. And that's all we had to do in America was listen to Donald Trump, who said hydroxychloroquine. And the whole liberal universe went wild. And the Twitterverse went wild. And the doctors and the scientists went wild. And they talked about the side effects of hydroxychloroquine. And Dr. Zelenko came on my show and said, it's safer than Motrin. There are no side effects. It is so mild, he's never seen a drug with so little side effects. They lied about everything. And they banned it, and people died. And they never had to die.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden wants a ceasefire between Israel and the Hamas terrorists in the Gaza Strip. The president speaking with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as the conflict between the Israelis and Palestinians moves into its second week. As far as the United States' role in this conflict, Dan Senior is a former policy advisor to Mitt Romney's 2012 presidential campaign. He tells CBS This Morning,
They do not appear to want to get dragged into the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And again, they do not appear to want to start, you know, negotiating with Hamas. So I think they will play a role, but not a lead role.
Fully vaccinated customers can leave their masks behind while shopping at certain stores. CVS Pharmacy and Target are the latest to change their store policies to allow fully vaccinated guests to go without a mask. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as...
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Before we get to our great guest, we have a great retired Seattle police officer guest.
and 48 people shot, including two cops. Another out-of-control Chicago weekend. So much for Democrats running major cities in this country. I want to mention the sponsor of this segment, the show, Energized Health. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health, regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. And the result is that people lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. I would argue almost everything you normally eat, you can eat. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger without painful exercise. By the way, I'm the witness. I've lost 25 pounds of inner body fat just in the first few months I was on the program. This is not, I was never fat a day in my life. This is inner body visceral fat around your organs, dangerous fat that leads to disease. And I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. I'm looking like Popeye the Sailor Man. It's kind of amazing. And I put pictures. Not like I'm making this stuff up. I put pictures of myself flexing in the gym on my social media. People are just like, oh, my God. Because I'm going to be 60 years old in July. And so, you know, I look like an MMA fighter. It's pretty amazing stuff. Don't take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com. Check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Or cut to the chase. Join right now. Call 888-444-8895. Tell me you want the Wayne Root look. You want to get the body of 60-year-old Wayne Root. 888-444-8895. If I could do it, anybody can. Mention WAR and get 40% off. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. 888-444-8895. So, yes, it's a good time to bring on an ex-police officer, retired Seattle police officer, Steve Pomper, author of The Obama Gang, How Barack Obama, Through His Post-Presidency Foundation, Assembled, Launched, and Waged a New Assault on American Law Enforcement. Steve, welcome to the show.
Oh, it's an honor to be here, Wayne.
So, I don't know if you know this. I was Obama's college classmate at Columbia University, class of 83. Both graduated on the same day, both pre-law, both political science majors. I was the Reagan conservative at Columbia University, and all the other kids were not liberal, were not Democrat. They were communist. Literally, they all bragged about being socialists, Marxists, and communists, and hating America, and hating cops, and hating white people. And these were not black students. These were all white students for the most part. Obama was, you know, one of the few black kids I ever ran into ever at Columbia University. It was an all-white school. They all hated white people. So they hated white people, they hated cops. You know they hate white cops, therefore. And this is what you're dealing with. This is what liberalism leads to. These were all spoiled brat kids. I call them Lucky Sperm Club, given everything they wanted their whole lives. And I was a blue-collar son of a butcher. So my dad was a butcher, a lot like being the son of a cop. And I was taught growing up to love and respect police and to love and respect military and to love America and to love capitalism. And I get to Columbia with Obama and all his communist creeps, and I meet all these people who hate America. Most of them very rich kids. They hate America. Does any of this surprise you, Steve?
Oh, not at all. I think they graduated and all moved to Seattle. That's how Seattle runs. I mean, and it's amazing that these folks, you know, I have other friends, you know, who say, you know, oh, they're misunderstood, they're misguided, like somehow they're going to suddenly come around. And I try to convince them that, no, they want a different America. Yeah, I mean, they may regret it after it happens. But they want something different for our country. They're not just the other side of the political aisle anymore. They're the political enemy, the cultural enemy. That's how I see it.
No, I agree with you. I mean, I was sickened when I got to Columbia, found these kids there. Spent 4 years with them, by the way. That was the really sick thing. I had to spend 4 years with a bunch of losers. That's why, you know, every girl I dated at Columbia, I wanted to vomit on the first date, never went on a second date. How do you sit across to someone who says she hates America? But meanwhile, when you go home and meet her parents, she lives in a mansion. And I lived in a middle-class house. And it's like, how could you hate America when you live in a mansion and you drive a Mercedes or a BMW and you're 18 years old? I just couldn't believe the whole thing. To me, it was bizarre. But this is what you're dealing with. And they've gotten their way. And basically what we have now is a country led by a bunch of people who hate the police. And the result of hating the police and wanting to defund the police is what you see this weekend in Chicago. 48 shot, you know, run by Lori Lightfoot, a complete Democrat, radical commie. And her whole town is overrun, and the police feel like if they get out of their car and try and do something, they're racist, and they'll go to jail. They'll get arrested for a hate crime, and they'll spend the rest of the year in prison. If I was a cop, Steve, I don't think I'd ever want to get out of my car.
You know, I'll tell you, that's exactly what happened. I mean, I'd still be working today if things weren't the way they were in Seattle, which has spread to everywhere else in America now. And when I wrote my previous book, Depolicing America, it was all based on that. I didn't want to leave the job. I just got to the point that I couldn't do the job. There was no way that I could trust that my hierarchy within the city or the department was going to back me if I get into some controversial situation. Even if I was in the right, had been trained that way, you're seeing it happen all the time. We're getting officers, you know, charged with murder left and right for just doing their jobs. And it's absolutely sickening. And I got fed up with it in Seattle. And it got to the point that 6 months after I was eligible to retire, I decided that, yeah, I'm going to do it because I want to keep a hold of my freedom and my house.
You know, I grew up in a majority black city and went to a majority, overwhelming majority black middle school, black high school, about 90% black. And I like black people very much. I grew up with them. I'm a Jewish kid who invited them to my bar mitzvah. I was the only Jewish kid I knew of ever who had black kids at his bar mitzvah. And I just really like black people, and I think 98% of them are good people. But there are criminals in that 2%, and that's what policemen are out there trying to protect the 98% in black neighborhoods from the 2%. I don't see how that's racist. Do you?
No, not at all. You know, I think about that a lot because I know I worked in a heavily black area when I was in Seattle, and, you know, it wasn't unusual to have, you know, to get to know some of the folks in the neighborhood. Not the ones who are complaining to the mayor and complaining about the cops, but the one who loved the cops, wanted us to be there more often. And I remember this one older woman, she invited me up onto the porch to have some lunch with her. Yeah, sitting out there in wide open with a white top and wanted to, I had lunch with her, of course, because it was such a nice offer. But that's how the folks are in the neighborhoods, but that's not who the media talks to. That's not who the left is focusing on, the people that want us there, which are the majority of people for sure.
Yeah. Oh, no. Look, I like black people very much, and there's very few Republican conservatives who have spent any time with them, and I have that in common with police officers, because police who are in high crime areas are usually in black neighborhoods, and so they spend time with them. And most cops I know think their job in life is to defend really nice, law-abiding minority in neighborhoods that are high crime. Nothing wrong with that. That's a nice calling. That's bravery. That's courageous. That's the opposite of racism. But on the other hand, you've got an Obama. And the Obama Foundation. Tell us about the Obama Foundation. You say it operates like a mafia crime family.
Yeah, well, the National Police Association, you know, exists to help police continue their mission, fulfill their mission. And part of that is through educating the public about what the cops do. And one of the things that we wanted to let them know about was, too, that, you know, after George Floyd incident happened, people didn't just get up off the couch and go out and start demonstrating against every single cop in America. This is something that's been just waiting to, it could have been anybody at any time that did anything that where they were going to come out with all these, you know, riots and everything else that's been happening in America. And what we wanted to do is we wanted to make sure people knew that this was organized. This was well-funded. I mean, this is just something that they were just waiting to do. Soros, Obama. I mean, look at the Biden administration now, still filled with all former Obama administration officials. And they were, and he's even getting more outwardly, I should say, anti-police than even Obama was. And they their mission is to go around and like, for instance, they've got 300 mayors who've signed their what they call the in Reimagining Police Pledge or My Brother's Keeper Alliance Pledge, and they get them to agree to do four things, review use of force and talk to the public, and then come back with, you know, what they found. And then the fourth thing is to reform the police. There's no if they find anything wrong, they're going to reform the police. This is predetermined at the outset.
Right, it's really a bad situation, I got to tell you. Mm-hmm. Every single city in America, every big inner city that has tried defunding the police and has supported BLM, they're all under siege. Violent crime is dramatically up. Everywhere in this country you look, violent crime is up. And the reason why is it's very hard to be a police officer anymore. It's very hard to be proactive. I mean, and how about this idea of getting rid of immunity, qualified immunity for cops? If you don't have immunity, how could you make, say, $75 a year being a cop, and then when you get sued by some punk, the legal bills are $75,000? You tell me how any cop could afford to pay their own legal bills.
No, it's absolutely crazy. And you know they're going to use it as a weapon, just like they use everything else right now, as far as these lawsuits. And a lot of people think that qualified immunity means it makes, you know, officers immune from criminal prosecutions, which is not the case. It refers to civil, you know, cases. And you know, where you have criminal, that you have to, you know, find them guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. In civil, it's just a preponderance of the evidence, 51%. And at that point, they're going to go ahead and just do a lot of frivolous lawsuits. Just for complaints against police officers alone, last year, one officer got 19,000 complaints for one incident, and come to find out during the investigation, he wasn't even the officer who did it. And when they did the video review, they found out that the officer who they thought did it wasn't even true.
Steve, I got to ask you a question. Make the music a little lower.
Yeah.
Chris,
yeah.
Did you just say 19,000 complaints?
19,000
complaints. How could that be? How could that be?
They're organized. That's why
they're
doing all the...
It was like BLM. Had each of their members send in a complaint is what you're telling me.
And Antifa and everybody else.
Gosh.
They did that, yeah.
God, and, this is not a good time to be a policeman. I love police, Steve, but what a terrible time to be a cop. How awful to treat people that are courageous and willing to defend our lives with sacrifice their lives to protect our lives, and to hate them and to treat them with disdain. How sad. Steve Pomper, retired Seattle police officer, author of The Obama Gang. You're going to want to read it. Steve, thanks for coming on the show. God bless, man.
Oh, thanks so much. My pleasure.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email bill@rockstar.today.
I'm Wayne Alarouche, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
You know, I keep trying to tell you guys about the boom in Las Vegas. There is a boom in Las Vegas. And a couple things are out right now I want to talk about. First of all, MGM stock price went through the roof today and spiked on a report that Amazon is about to buy MGM, that Amazon wants to get in the entertainment and hospitality business. And MGM also has an extensive TV content library. And so Amazon is supposedly negotiating right now to buy MGM, and MGM stock spiked as high as $41 after hours. And there's a squeeze on in play that could likely push it much higher. But more important than that, because the average person doesn't really care about MGM picking up billions and billions of dollars in a sale. More important to that is the real estate boom in Las Vegas. I keep telling everybody about it, but there hasn't been much national news about it. But if you try and sell a house in Las Vegas and it's under $1 million, you'll sell it in a matter of hours. Not only in a day, in hours in a day. You might sell it an hour after putting it on the market, and people will bid for it sight unseen with no time to even get there. And you'll have 20 offers, and most of them will be $25,000 to $50,000 above your asking price. That's how big the frenzy is in Vegas. So here's a zero hedge story. The real estate boom in Vegas is more frenzied than ever. Summerlin, that's where I live, the suburb of West Las Vegas creeping ever closer to the mountains, looks to be crowded with fully paved streets, streetlights, block walls, blue-top lots with lumber, labor, and other materials in short supply. Home construction cannot keep up. Ali Wolf, chief economist with Zonda, quoted by CNBC, claims the lot supply shortage is real and it's causing prices to rise and builders to move further into the suburbs. Diane Olick writes, the surge in lumber prices in the past year has added $35,000 to the price of an average new single-family home and $12,000 the market value of an average new multifamily home. Las Vegas, the early to mid-2000s, enjoyed an epic housing boom. I lived through it, by the way. I moved here in 2002. It was crazy. The late 90s and early 2000s were crazy. And now, it's just like that. It's crazy, except bigger than it ever was. More intense than it ever was. It's all Californians moving here. So the real point, you're going, what? Wade's got a political show. Why is he talking about how hot Las Vegas is? What does it matter? Well, it matters very much because it's more proof Biden didn't win the election. There's nobody at any Biden event now. There's nobody watching any of Biden's speeches now. Biden did like a tour, him and Kamala, to promote
his new infrastructure deal and his Green New Deal, and there's nobody at any of their events, and everybody's moving away from blue states and moving to either red states or low-tax states. It's almost every one of them is a red state, except Nevada, which is no longer a red state. That's the only state people are moving to that isn't a outright red state. So almost everybody is moving to Texas, very red, Florida, very red, North Carolina, red, Utah, red, and then Nevada. Oh, and Arizona. Arizona's still a red state, even though it went blue in the presidential election, because it was stolen. It's a red state. And I believe Nevada's a red state. But it's a blue state for all intents and purposes, but it's got zero state income tax. The raging housing market made the front pages of the Las Vegas Review-Journal 3 days last week with headlines like, a full-price offer is now a weak offer. Las Vegas housing is a seller's market. Homes listed for sale down 69% from a year ago. So you can't find one. Nobody wants to leave. Who's leaving Las Vegas? Nobody. But everybody's coming. So that makes prices go through the roof. Jordan Rodriguez purchased a Southwest Valley home from a builder in 2016 for $293,000. He's now selling it for $560,000. $10,000 over asking. On the other end of the spectrum, Frank Napoli of Berkshire Hathaway recently put a $7 million home on the market and received a full price offer in 3 hours. It's an extreme seller's market, no kidding. Broker Shane Nguyen, owner of First Priority Realty, said he can't recall seeing rent-free leasebacks in his 24 years of selling homes in Las Vegas till now. Rent-free leasebacks. Lumber prices skyrocketing. Everybody wants in. Everybody wants to build houses in Las Vegas. And everybody wants to move from Los Angeles here. Because what? Why? They love blue states, but yet they're moving to Vegas? Because they want zero income tax. So whether they're moving to a red state or not, they want what red states offer, zero income tax. And a simpler way of life without government meddling in your life. You know, in Vegas, you don't even need a gun permit. You don't need a permit of any kind to own a gun, nothing. When I got here, it was easy as could be. Everybody got a permit, not a problem. But you have to, you know, you have to inform the city of Las Vegas, and the police have to give you a permit to own a gun. They got rid of that. Now you don't own nothing. You can buy 20 guns tomorrow. You don't need anything from the state of Nevada. Nothing. And then as far as concealed carry permits, you can't get them in blue states. It's impossible unless you're a major celebrity. In Las Vegas, everybody gets it who wants it. I got it in 3 months. You apply and you get yes in 3 months. And now I've got my CCW. I can walk anywhere in this town with a gun concealed. This is the place to be, and everybody's moving here.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.